This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day. Most of us, if we were to go outside and look on the sign in front of our churches, many of them would say worship service or worship time. And this would indicate to us that there's something called worship going on in our church services at some point. Now, absolutely, we have the preaching of the word, but many of our institutions are not encouraging people to enter in. Worship time in a church should be audience participation. And I'd like to start out by telling a story from my past, a true story. My good friend, Nolan Harkness, a revivalist, who did the same thing I did, which is we had to work outside of our chosen ministry, and both of us did commercial electrical work. So we got to work on a lot of churches. Many of the big churches were in trying to keep their youth or draw youth into the church, built these beautiful, elaborate spaces for the young people, separate from the main church service. And they had all the bells and whistles with the videos and jumbotrons and state-of-the-art music. And one of the questions that I would always end up asking was, what happens when these young people become adults and they have to go into the boring adult service? Now, what I really meant by that was when they're done being entertained and they now have to focus their attention on pouring out their heart and their love to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How is that transition going to be made if they're not taught these things now? Today, the state of Christian worship is now we have celebrities. As many of us recall, the old choruses and the old hymns out of the hymn book were just rich with scripture, and it was all about focusing our attention on God. And now many of these songs are really more geared toward how God can treat us or deal with us, or how it becomes all about us. And our perception of God is what he can do for us or what he does for us. And it's wonderful, the things that he does, but they're a byproduct of the fact that God is worthy to be worshiped and Jesus is the focus of attention in our services. Now, aside from the fact that they're called worship services, worship looks like something. The Bible describes times of worship with Israel and with the disciples in a very detailed manner. People raised their hands. Words came out of people's mouths. In fact, we're living sacrifices, the word says. And our sacrifice, our reasonable sacrifice, is the fruit of our lips, which is praise and worship to God. So I'm encouraging you, whether you're from a mainline denomination where it's more your tradition to have a choir sing and the people listen, or however you handle that, there has to be worship in our worship services, and our love, and our awe, and the wonder of our great and glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, should be lifted up and brought out in our words of praise and worship to our great and glorious God. This is Pastor Mike Curlin of Truth Bible Fellowship in the beautiful village of South Onondaga, and I am your pastor for the day.